The Witcher trailer dropped for season 2, so let's watch it and have a not-so-serious review. I'm going to say the timestamp, and then you can match it up if you'd like, or you can just sit there in traffic and, oh god, look at that. They left their blinker on and, oh yeah, sure, just throw your cigarette out, don't. And away we go. Okay, north and south at war, we know that to be Nilfgaard in the Northern Realms. And at 18 seconds right there, Verena the Bruxa, the lover and curse to Nivellen. 30 seconds, the Kaer Morhen Fallen Witcher Medallion Tree, which I think is very cool. It's very cool looking, and to remember them in this way seems very on brand. Geralt talking about End of Days, a clear reference to the 1999 Arnold movie of the same name that only I remember. Now we get a cute little Nivellen looking very Tormund-like. Not real scary or intimidating at all. Very beast-like from Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Which, again, the short story of that is what this was made on. I should have prefaced this at the beginning, but I have done no spoiler look-ats. Okay, I know none of the spoilers. I do not look at Redanian intelligence, the big one. Absolutely nothing. So if some of the things I say in here have been already confirmed by spoilers, I'm not going to know. So that might be wrong. But here at 41 seconds is the first time I had to really stop it. Ooh, go back and look. And we see Fringilla and we see Yen, and they are chained to each other, walking alongside elves. Book canon-wise, there's not much we know of Yen after Second Sodden. So this appears to be new. And if there's elves in it, I'm down for it. 51 seconds. Looks like Regis is coming this season. Okay. This must be Verena in her bat form. And Bruxa, type of higher vampire, I believe. But that just might be a more distinct classification, because the higher vampires are the ones that go into human, but their other form they turn into could be that way. Bruxas are definitely advanced vampires. And there she is, Cirilla Fiona Ellen Rhiannon, the Lady of Time and Space herself, talking about home, which at this time you would think it would be Syntra, but maybe this is after she's been at Kaer Morhen and it's time to leave? My fight. No more Ciri running this season, bro. It's fighting time. A minute 3, Lambert and Cohen, what up, boys? Fringilla talking about rebuilding forces in numbers. It should be about Nilfgaard. And the monolith area they show at 114 must be Nilfgaard the city itself. Primarily because if you see there on the right-hand side, there's gardens there. There's a pond. And I bet if you look real close, you can see a massive golden carp in there. A minute 18. Here comes Rince, or Ryance, or Rance, or Rince. Whatever, it doesn't matter. He's a cunt with a fucked up face, so thanks to you-know-who. Looks like we get a tease of the end of the show with some hot pitchfork trident action. If you know, you know. Geralt in barrel rolls across a billiards table, which, man, I'm always down for contemporary references, and I bet Lambert's a nine-ball hustler. A minute 30, enter Enid on Glenna, the Daisy of the Valley, Francesca Findebear. Minute 37, Nilfgaard armor, new Nilfgaard armor, and thank you, he did not slash across plate armor. All my letters have paid off. You're welcome. Witcher bros. Istrid, a shard of ice is confirmed. I will not listen otherwise. Okay. Stop the show. Now you have my attention. Haunted house, what the fuck? Okay, if you know me best, you know what I'm thinking. When I see a cabin in the woods with the Witcher, can I get a F, an O, an R-E-S-T, a G-R-A-M-P-S? You know what time it is. Forrest Gramps in the house. Minute 50, I am no Nilfgaardian, kai amoir difrene apsialik, in full-on Nilfgaardian armor. And this dude looks like a kid-touching creeper, so spot-on casting.
Oh, Stregobolt, what up, bruv? It's just a little bit of fire I got there. I need to take a little piss on it.
Minute 56, Triss with Lady of the Lake-style retconning here with redhead. Damn, girl, rocking that green low neckline. No! Change from the books. Minute 59, it appears a deleted scene from Game of Thrones has slipped in as Jon Snow is in Castle Black holding an axe. And appears to be dealing with a bad case of gas from 1-1. Stregobor and Yen appear to be getting into some S&M. Okay, I see you. Get a girl. Two minutes, 4 seconds. Leshy. It looks to be like a Spriggan, but Leshin, get some. Geralt here with some hot Quinn action, and you love to see the defensive maneuvers of the Witcher. And the trailer ends with Jaskier. We get to finally see him, the breakout boyo from season one. Let's just have a quick talk about him. All I will say is I hope he does not become pure comic relief, where every time he opens his mouth, we brace for a funny or a quip. A lot of times, and this is generally comedies, we'll do this after the first season. They'll really hit on people's main characteristic or what people liked, and people can almost become caricatures of themselves. I don't want Jaskier to become that. That will be distracting. It'll be annoying. And hunger strike until Essie Davin shows up. So that's going to do it for the trailer. I'm sure more stuff will come out. Otherwise, season two comes out December 17th. And as for this podcast, it has been in a bit of limbo, if you can call it that. It is not going away. I am unsure exactly what the future may be, but I promise I will stay active and I will be much more active and involved on Twitter. Somehow I'm actually going to get an actual image and not use the stretched out Gwent Igni card that I've used forever because I'm too goddamn lazy. So it will change in some form. As far as like the books go, I'm pretty much done with the books. People have asked about Season of Storms. To be perfectly honest with you, I have zero desire to read Season of the Storms and then discuss it. It's not my favorite. Maybe sometime down the road, it can come up. It's a never say never. I might do it down the line. But right now, there is no interest or desire for me to continue really discussing the books. More than likely, I will shift into the games. And again, the format and everything like that's kind of up in the air, but that is something that will go down by the end of this year in some form or another. So stay tuned to that. If you have any questions, please let me know. All information about everything is in the show notes below. I was about to say before, but nope, below. Thank you again for everybody that has been here all the years. Thank you for all the support of everybody there, all the reviews, ratings, downloads, all of that. It means a lot, and we've only just begun. So until next time.